Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, my man, Leo, Santa Cruz, badass, champ, no games, no questions asked. Tell me how the whole weight change came about.
Oh, no, the whole weight, you know, it's no difference. You know, I'm a big guy. I go up to like 140, so, you know, I never had no problems making 126, and I feel good at 130 now. I feel stronger, and we're going to see how I do on Saturday night.
You think this fight on Saturday night is going to be top shelf? I've already heard you say that you think it's the fight of the night. I think you guys are going to throw 10 times as many punches as the heavies, and you know I love speed and throwing. No one throws more than you. I've never seen anyone throw more than you.
Yeah, no, that's what we work for in the gym. You know, every time we're hitting the bag, we're throwing a lot of punches, hundreds of punches, and when we're sparring, we're doing the same thing. We prepare, like, you know, we're going to go out there and, you know, for a war. And my dad always tells me to give my best in the training, and that's what we always do. That's why when we go out there and fight, we perform like that because we're always ready.
So you average, I think it's 86 bombs a round. Can you go even higher to like a C note, 100?
Yeah, I could. I think so. I could do it. I'm just going to have to try to force myself a little bit more. I'm going to do it, but I'm pretty sure one day I'm going to do it.
Take me back to the Maris fights and what you thought of those.
I think those great fights, great wars against Maris. You know, when two Mexicans fight each other and when there's that rivalry between two Mexicans, you're going to go out there and try to knock each other's head off. And that's why me and Maris went out there and threw a lot of punches and were just trying to knock each other out.
It was violent.
Yeah, it was. You know, he was from L.A., I'm from L.A. We both wanted to prove who was the best L.A. fighter and Mexican fighter. And thank God I came out victorious.
What about the Frampton fights?
Oh, the Frampton fight, they were great too. I went out there and to New York and fought him. I didn't get the decision. It was a close fight. And then I got the rematch, and in the rematch I came, I did what I had to do, and I got him. So, you know, there were two great fights, like, say, Barrera-Morales type of wars, and, you know, that's what I always try to do, love to do, and please the fans.
How did you like fighting in my hometown in New York City?
It's nice up there, you know. I didn't have that much people over there, but, you know, still the people that were there, they were pleased with my performance. I got a lot of fans, and I'm very happy to go out there, and I would love to go over there again.
I mean, you've fought in L.A. and Vegas so many times. Was it weird for you to fight in New York or just another night at the office?
It was kind of weird because I never been over there. I didn't have my fans over there or nothing.
You think it was cool?
Yeah, but it was cool. It was awesome. I love New York, and it's really nice. Like I said, I would love to go over there again.
Can you believe your career, what's happened with you, and how magnificent you've become as a fighter? You're my favorite fighter. I think you're a blast to watch fight, and you've been on my show before, and you just keep getting better. Do you think it's all just absolutely local?
Yeah, I know. I still, like I said, to this day, I still don't believe it. Like, I lay down in my bed, and I see the house I live in, everything I have, everything I'm living. I'm like, man, this is a dream. I never imagined I could have all this, and I could, you know, made it to where I have made it right now. But I always thank God. I said God has a plan for us, and it's all thanks to him, to the fans, and the people that brought me here.
And the hard work. How hard is it for you to maintain your excellence? Because some guys get to the top, and then they get big heads, and they get the money, and then they don't do the work. How have you been able to not let that happen to you?
You know, my family, I know that if I get a loss, I might go back down to where I came from, you know, to not having nothing. You could lose money, you lose it in a second. And so, you know, I always have that same motivation that I want to keep giving my family a good future, that I don't want them to suffer what I suffered growing up. And, you know, it's, you know, you always have to have that hunger, that motivation, like if you're still nothing, and that's what I do.
So when Ortiz talks about when he had nothing in Cuba, literally no food, no money, no nothing, you know what that's like. What is that like to come from that and then to get here in Vegas and you're like the king and everyone knows you got the belts, you got the family, you got the money, you got the media, you got the fans. You become a rock star from nothing to that. How crazy is that?
It's really crazy. You know, like I said, something like I still can't believe. And but me, I don't see no difference. I still act, and I feel like I have nothing, you know, like.
You have to humility.
Yeah, I do. Like, you know, some people say like, oh, can I get this for you, Leo? No, I can get it myself. I go out there and I get it myself, and I do things for myself. But I really appreciate the people that want to do that for me and everything. But I still something like, if I'm living in a dream, like I still can't believe, but thank God, you know, it is happening.
How much have you changed from the beginning when you had to deal with the media and the lights and the cameras and the radio and all the people pulling at you and sucking at you and grabbing at you and tugging you every direction from the beginning when you were like, what is happening to me? And now you're in control of it and it's a lot different and you're a lot smoother at it. Before you could barely speak English and now you speak English great. How much have you changed in all these years now of developing your skills socially and media savvy wise? How much of a change has that been for you?
A big change. You know, before I used to get really, really nervous. Now I still get nervous, but not as much as before. And I have learned how to speak a little better. And
way better.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And
I remember you couldn't even talk.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I used to get really nervous and everything, but now I'm a little better. You know, little by little, the people even help you. And I listen to my interviews and stuff, and I try to relax and just, you know, stay calm. And it's like if I'm talking to a regular person.
What do you think of this kid you're fighting? He's talented.
Yeah, I know he's talented. He's another, you know, Mexican fighter like me, myself.
What worries you about him?
His pressure, you know, he comes and he throws a lot of power punches. He's always on top of you throwing punches, and you never know, he will catch you one of those big shots. But you know, we're well prepared, and we're gonna be really smart and not get caught with those big shots.
So where do you want to be in this fight, in the ring, in the middle? Would you want to circle him like a lion? How do you want to play this guy? Because he's lethal. How do you deal with him?
I think I'm gonna be the pressure. You know, I'm gonna be on top.
Just
of
keep coming.
Yeah, keep coming. Because you know, if I throw a lot of punches and I'm on top of him, he's not gonna know what to do. He's gonna get frustrated. And I've seen him that when they put pressure on him too, he don't like that. He goes.
How much do you study his fights?
I watched it a little bit. You know, my dad is the one that watches him because he's my trainer. He's the one that knows and tells me how to fight him, how to beat him. And I let my dad watch him. But I have watched him, too, a couple of times to see what punches are his best and to be careful with them.
Your dad's a genius. How much has that helped you win fights? Having a guy, literally, he's so much smarter and more experienced than you with everything that he's taught you how to, you have the skill and the hands and the power and the punching. He's brought you the smarts of how to deal with people. How much have you matured dealing with that and made you a better fighter?
Oh, well, listening to him, you know, because I know he's watching everything from the outside. He watches what punches that you could land, what punches he's landing on you and stuff like that. So little by little, sometimes at first you get frustrated and you're like, oh, I'm trying to do this, but it's not working. But then once you pay attention and you listen to him and you do what he's doing, it all plays off, you know, and you beat the fighter and you do what's best for you.
I know you just want to worry about Saturday night, but what do you want to do in the next couple of years? Who do you want to fight? Do you have anyone that you really want to beat their ass?
Yes, of course, you know, hopefully, God, we get this forward title. I want Gervonta Davis, you know.
That'd be great.
That's a big fight. I know he's the most dangerous fighter I could fight. But that's what I want. I want to prove to people that I'm here to fight the best and that I'm not scared of nobody.
That might be a million pay-per-view fight. That you and Davis might be a million.
Yeah, I pretty much think so, too. That's why I want to fight him, because I know it's going to be a big fight that people are going to want to watch, and it's going to be a really great fight.
He thinks he's Floyd. Yeah. He thinks he can go 50-0. How good do you think he is?
Yeah, I think he is really good and everything, and that's why we want to, you know, test ourselves and go out there with him to see how good we are. If we beat him, it's going to bring us to the top, and I could be the next superstar.
I saw Spence fight in Dallas against Mikey. Do you want to fight in stadiums like that with 100,000 people there? Where do you want to fight around the world that you haven't fought yet?
Truth, I would like to fight wherever a lot of people show up. You know, it don't matter the stadium, but that holds a lot of people and that it gets packed. That's what I would like to do, and, you know, fill up an arena. Where, like, Chavez, like, you know, Spence,
right,
and those stuff like that. I would like to be in those big cars like that, and hopefully we fill up the arena.
Listen, brother, I love you. Good luck tomorrow night. I'll be pulling for you, as always. Thanks for coming on the bench.
No, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and blessings to you.
All right, keep rocking, bro. It's good to see you, Leo. My man.
Thank you very much.
All right, Leo Santa Cruz, one badass mother Pharrell-er. It's Pharrell on the bench. This is CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.